This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, May 19. Power from on high. Our reading comes from Luke chapter 24. While they were still talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and frightened, thinking they saw a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you troubled, and why do doubts rise in your minds? Look at my hands and feet. It is I myself. Touch me and see. A ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see I have." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and feet. And while they still did not believe it because of joy and amazement, he asked them, "Do you have anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. He said to them, "This is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms." Then he opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures. He told them, "This is what is written. The Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. I am going to send you what my Father has promised, but stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." Have you ever felt the fear of following Jesus? After all, the story of the resurrection and ascension seems impossibly crazy. How can a first century Jew be the center of human history? I appreciate that Jesus' first followers were honest about their doubts and fears. The resurrection and glory of their Lord was not something they understood at first. They had to be convinced that what they saw had really happened. At first glance, it wouldn't seem like they'd be the best candidates to continue the work Jesus had begun. But God chooses to use fearful, doubting followers to do great things. "You are witnesses of these things," Jesus says to them. He commissions them to share the story of the scriptures, and especially the message of repentance and forgiveness, and to assure them that they will be able to carry out this immense task. Jesus says they will be clothed with power from on high. Christ's church still contains weak, doubting people. Perhaps you know the disappointment of living with failed relationships, a prodigal child, or a criminal background. As the ascended Lord, Jesus does not simply promise to walk alongside us in these trials. He fills us with power from on high to share his message of repentance and forgiveness. What an amazing promise. Pray with me. Lord Jesus, you know our weaknesses, doubts, and failures. Help us grasp the message of repentance and forgiveness. Clothe us with power from on high so that we may serve you faithfully. In your name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.